Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. He's Jim Galante. We spent a good bit of the show earlier talking about underrated players in the 2019 recruiting class. And Jim, I think this is interesting because there is such a gray area between blue chips, which is where we're going to, what we're going to talk about in this segment, and underrated players, because there are so many good players in this class. But it's our position that you can be underrated and still have a four star. You can also be, you know, you can also be a blue chip. So
I'm going to start it off with Devin Ford.
All right, good. That's where we started the previous segment off.
We called him underrated. I think he was a bit overlooked and forgotten, but he's also very high at the top of the board of elite players. So Devin Ford, I wanted to bring him up as Exhibit A as to what you're talking about.
So, all right. So we brought Devin Ford up as an underrated type of player, but he is also, if you're going to be a four-star top 100 player, you are by most considerations a blue chip talent as well. Let me start though. We can definitely get to him and get to Noah Kane as well in the running back dynamic, but I'm curious your thoughts when you see Brandon Smith, who is, he's more universally accepted as a five-star caliber player. He's the number one player in the class according to the 24/7 composite. But the one that I want to know about for you. So Lance Dixon is number 179 in the 24/7 composite, but 24/7 Sports themselves rated him, I think he's a top 15 player, number two linebacker in the country. Where do you reside here? Like, I'm all for 24/7 stepping out and giving their own personal assessment of a guy like this. But do you think he's more that guy, or do you think he's more where rivals and others rank him?
As a fan, I think the higher ranking, right? Isn't that natural?
Sure, of course, yeah.
But what I think it also hits is the inconsistencies with recruiting, and how folks could look at Brandon Smith, look at the size, the weight, the speed, all of the tangibles, and it's very easy to put him at the top of the list. Lance Dixon, as a linebacker, is listed, I have him at 201 pounds.
Yeah.
So that's the, I believe that's the chink in the armor. That's sure. What they're looking at as the reason why he's not a five-star. Where I give 24/7 credit is they're giving him his due for what he does on the field and how he performs and what he's capable of, as opposed to what he's missing. And I liken it to, I hope there's baseball fans out there. If you're scouting baseball, you're scouting a pitcher, a guy is big, pitcher, big, strong, and can throw 98 miles an hour, you're going to draft him very high. If Tom Glavine were a high school player right now, nobody would draft him.
Of course.
Yeah. He's a Hall of Fame pitcher, but he didn't throw 98 miles an hour. And I liken that to the rankings of high school players. It's easy to rank the guy like Brandon Smith as a five-star. It's a little tougher to do that with Lance Dixon, because you could point at something and say, oh, he's not big enough yet. That's why he's not a five-star.
So there are certain things, you know, anytime there are variables in a guy's development, that is generally when they get dinged on the recruiting front. So slow feet, short arms. I mean, there's some stuff that's just not as curable as others. But if you're going to say, you know, Lance Dixon, you're 6'2", 201 pounds, which I believe he's listed around 213 now by Penn State. He enrolled in January, so he's already gotten to work on that. But if you're going to look at a guy and be like, you're 20 pounds too light, you're not going to be anywhere near a five-star because of that. That is just the worst. You can fix that now, especially the right strength program. 20 pounds is nothing. Their bodies can be molded into whatever. If he's 5'11", okay, I got some issues and concerns with whether he can be a linebacker or not. But if the only thing is, like, yes, you're a tremendous athlete. Yes, you can run and hit and you can play the ball. You can drop in coverage. You can get after the quarterback. But listen, you're only 205 pounds. Okay, well, Dwight Gaunt will change in 6 weeks. He'll change that. In 6 weeks, he did change that. So there are certain transitions that are easier to make than others. And getting into the right weight room, that's just not much of a transition at all in my head anymore.
And you're exactly right. And I'm very anxious to see Lance Dixon play. And we'll throw Brandon Smith in because we're talking about linebackers. It's exciting that 24/7 says this is the number one inside linebacker and this is the number one outside linebacker. And when you're at that point, if you're the best or second or third, I mean, how do you compare linebackers in California to one in North Carolina? You know,
right.
It's really difficult to do. But what you have here are some very highly rated guys. And as a very long time Penn State fan, linebacker you, right? It's wonderful to see, and that appears to be what's happening, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's happening in a big way in 2020 also. Like that pipeline has definitely been changed. The days of struggling to bring in blue chip linebackers, I think, are pretty much officially over. We'll talk about Adisa Isaac a little bit more in the next segment, so we won't get too much into him. Good player, another top 100 player. Noah Kane, I'm curious. So I know Ross, our buddy Ross Tucker, wasn't the highest on Noah Kane. Has his opinion changed based on the spring or no?
I think his performance in the spring has helped his how Ross looks at him. I mean, I think this is also a case of how the perspective works. Now, Noah Kane was as highly rated as he is now. He started out ranked even higher as an underclassman, and then got passed by some of these other players. And when Ross described it as, well, you don't drop a guy from number one to number 250, but if he doesn't have as good a senior year, they drop him some. And that's what Ross was looking at. And I don't believe Ross was ever, oh, this is not a good player.
Mm-hmm.
But he, I believe, in comparison to some of the other elite. But it also goes into a little bit of the eye of the beholder. There's no doubt Noah Kane is one of these really, really good players. The question is, when you start to judge them, remember Ross didn't have Saquon Barkley as the number one recruit.
Oh, you don't say. I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
and that's
I don't think about that every week. No, I don't mention it every week.
And we're not picking on our buddy Ross, but boy, when you're trying to pick out the 100 best players, or even let's just take a specific position, right, like running back, and here's the top 20 running backs in the country, is there really going to be that much difference between number 3 running back and number 8 and number 13?
It's an impossible task. Like, let's just get, you know, these places do a good job for what you have, but, you know, to be able to standardize what guys bring to the table across the board, rankings in general just are a fun, handy baseline type thing. So getting too worked up about and too bent out of shape, I will definitely say what I said earlier, that star ratings are, whether you agree with them or whether you know in the back of your mind, like, okay, these aren't perfect. They still dictate how you feel about guys.
Right.
Unfairly so.
But going back to what our Lance Dixon conversation, when it comes time to have to differentiate it, well, you know what? I'll go to that linebacker. Lance Dixon and John Smith, they look very similar, but John Smith is already 225 and Lance Dixon's 201. Guess what? I'll rank John Smith higher.
I get it.
I have something to point at.
I get it. It's just, I guess it's just pointing to the inherent flaws. Not ones that are anybody's fault, but just inherent flaws in the process. All right. So you're, I'm just more, you know, we're talking blue chips here. There's two more top 100 players in the country in the class, according to the 24/7 composite. One's Devin Ford, who we brought up earlier as an underrated player. Now we bring him up as a blue chip. You seem to have more to say about Devin.
I love Devin. That's it. I'm rooting for him. We did talk about him quite a bit, so we can move on to another blue chip. But I think that's just the, again, we as a fan base, as a Penn State fan base, it shows you, just like those who rank people, recency bias. We got to see Noah Kane. We got to see him on the field. We liked what we saw. We're all team Noah. Well, I seem to recall watching Devin play, and of course he was on our show, so that's a little extra for me.
Extra points, yeah.
Extra points for that, but he was very impressive on tape. Guess what? I can't wait to see him play. So there's my Devin Ford.
Devin Ford, to me, is the better prospect of the two. He is, I mean, it's not a landslide or anything, but Devin Ford more fits the billing of what a modern college and or NFL running back fits. More versatile. I think his vision and his patience are terrific. I think his receiving skills are terrific. So he's a lot more, his skill set is a lot more broad, I think, than Noah Kane's. And it's not to say that, obviously, that Noah Kane's a bad football player. I think his role will be a little bit more, you know, one or two dimensional, where Devin Ford, you can ask him to not come off the field at all. It's just a question, again, when that door opens for him. You know, right. When he's able to get himself in there, because it looks like there's a decent chance it's not 2019, not the start of 2019, maybe towards the end, maybe in the bowl. So he'll have some chances to make a name for himself, and I think he'll make the most of them. Caden Wallace is the other top 100 player in this class, and he's interesting. Number 81 nationally by the 24/7 Sports Composite, number 3 guard, number 2 player in the state of New Jersey. He's 6'5", 288 pounds. He's a unique prospect for guard, because you know he's a big, strong, athletic guy right now. Then you get him into a weight room, you get him some college, some training, some technique from college staff, and I think his upside is tremendous. And I think it's not just limited to guard. I think if he were 6'5 or 6'6 and 310 pounds and maybe looked the part, had the prototypical tackle length, we'd be having a different conversation about him too. But I still think that the way Penn State has approached these guys, he can play tackle.
I'm going to bring up one more name because I'm curious of your thoughts on Keaton Ellis, who wasn't highly ranked and was forgotten.
I'm a big fan.
His star's been rising.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan based on what he tested and physically what he did at Penn State to get the Penn State offer in the first place. Was for some reason didn't get out there and make its national rounds, but he's been a great athlete, a great playmaker. He played basketball. He ran track and field. He's got ball skills. He's big enough. He's fast enough. He's smart enough. I think he's got it all, and I think he's going to play right away in 2019. All right, we're going to move on. We got our player profile series is continuing. We are still going to talk about 2019 recruit, though. Adisa Isaac is part of that group. Stick around.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.